Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank all of my co-hosts. I want to thank my family and my friends. I want to thank each and every one of you for remaining awake to listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com, because this is a great day. We're going to pray unto God today. We're going to make all of our requests known unto God. Amen. So I want to welcome all of the newcomers, all of the new media, all of my veterans, and each and every one of you again. As I said before, I'm so excited and happy to share this moment with you. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the ministry so that I can prepare to bid you a great night. And if you would turn to Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, that is where we're going to read the Word of God, and then we're going to pray unto God, and it's going to be a great night. Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Take a deep breath, because God is so good. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. At this particular time, we are preparing to pray unto God. And so that means that we're going to have to forget about ourselves, and we're going to have to forget about who made us mad today. We're going to forget about how we feel. We're going to forget about that we're sleepy or that we're tired. We have to give God the praise and the glory, because God is always on the clock for us. So we have to be on the clock for God. We have to be faithful. God says if you're faithful over a few things, he will make you faithful over many things. And so we have to be faithful unto God. And we have to pray unto God and make all of our requests known. So at this time, I want you to just pause whatever you're doing. And we are going to pray unto God for a great blessing, because we serve a true and living God. Amen. But first, we're going to listen to Near the Cross by Bishop Carlton Pearson. And this particular song is an intro to what is getting ready to come as far as our ministry. And we're going to pray. We're praying for the sick and shut in. We're praying for the bereaved families. We're praying for the youth. We're praying for adults. We're praying for churches. We're praying for pastors. We're praying for all these influx of people who are coming to churches, who are on their way. We're praying for the divine grace of God. We're praying for careers. We're praying for financial breakthroughs. We're praying for obedience of children. We're praying for safety. We're praying for love. We're praying for understanding and wisdom. We're praying for college students. We're praying for the anointing of God to dispense. We're praying for the AfridaLoveShow.com. We're praying for a lot of ministries. We're just praying and praying and praying. And so at this particular time, I want you to wake up, wake up, wake up. If you're on the line, wake up. And we're going to listen to the Bishop Carlton Pearson, and I want you to listen to the word that he's saying. This is a 7-minute and 49-second song, but it's well worth the while, because God gives us strength. Even when we're tired and we want to go to sleep, I want to get in my bed, but I serve a true and living God, and God does not go back on his word. And so we have to practice following through in the word of God, because God's going to follow through with us. And once we're faithful unto God, he will bless us with many things. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, and this is Near the Cross by Bishop Carlton Pearson.
And Jesus keeps me that cross there up where shops found free, oh Lord, you are a healing tree. They tell me you hear me singing, come on. Died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor, but their works follow them. They rest from their toil, they rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God, and they go into that great cloud of witnesses, hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama said, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I can face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window and right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. Maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while, it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickled down that face. And you want to say, goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy, I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama. Goodbye, daddy. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little boy. For 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And oh, I'm gonna find rest beyond the river.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, everybody. Turn to somebody and say, I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God.
Amen. That was Near the Cross by Bishop Carlton Pearson. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to be very honest with you. My eyes are on fire for God. Amen. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Amen. Now then, we are up to our second phase. I want you to get in an area where you will not be disturbed. However you pray unto God, whether it's on your face, whether it's on your knees, whether it's standing up, whatever you do, get into your powerful praying position. I don't know what your position is. I know what mine is. I don't know what your position is. And I need you to get into your position. I always like to dim my lights because I don't want any distractions. I just want to be in the presence of God. And I want to focus and concentrate on God. We are praying for many different people. We are praying for sick. We're praying for those in the hospitals, those who are recovering. We're praying for a lot of people, and we're praying for ourselves as well, because we need strength. We get tired. And so we're going to pray for ourselves as well. And so as we get ready to pray unto God, I need you to get into your powerful position, however that is. For some people, you've just been hurt by the world, or you feel hurt, or you feel lonesome, or you feel like God is not near. Put your hand on your chest. God is with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Put your hand on your chest. That's how close God is. And if you just need to get in your bed and lie down and rest your head on Jesus, then do so. But we are in the prayer position, and we're going to listen to the five heartbeats. I don't even know what song is after. I feel like going on the instrumental, but we're going to pray unto God. We're not even worried about the music. We praise God for the music, but right now we're trying to heal souls, and we're trying to lift people up out of depression and lift people up out of the hurt and lift people up out of the sorrow, and we're trying to magnify God. Amen. And so we're going to pray while this instrumental is going on, and whatever happens after this song, it just happens. If we're still praying, then we're just still praying, and that's how it's going to work. So I really want you to get into position. Right now I'm across my bed because God knows that love is a little tired tonight, amen, but this is my prayer position, and my prayer position is on my knees or with my face to the ground. And so get into your prayer position, whatever it is. If you need to lie across the bed, do so. But we're praying unto God tonight, and God hears our prayers, and he's going to answer. Okay, so we're getting ready to pray unto God. Put your hand on your chest. That's just a reminder that God is with you. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be nervous. Just know that God is with you. You can calm down and relax. I know a lot of things are going on. I know that before you came on the ministry, some things may have happened, and you're worried about tomorrow, you're worried about the next day, but we serve a God who can take care of that as well. Amen? Amen. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising, although we're about to see a brand new day, if it's your will. And we thank you for blessing us, Lord, to make it all throughout the day, Lord. You kept us safe, Lord, and you blessed us, Heavenly Father, and we say thank you. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Would you bless those who are in the convalescent homes and those who have no home, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look down upon them and would you bless them in a mighty way, Lord. We understand that you're a God who can bless from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord. Lord God, we ask, would you bless those who are still in the hospitals, Heavenly Father. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, and bless them in a mighty and powerful way. Then, Lord, we thank you and we bless you for those who may have to go in for surgeries or whatever it is, Lord, for tests. And we ask, would you bless them to have the victory in Jesus Christ's name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless this generation and would you bless this world, Lord. In a particular way, Lord, would you bless our attitudes and our minds, and would you let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who have lost something or someone within this past week or within the few weeks that has already passed, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them strength, and would you be the angel, Heavenly Father, in which you wrap your arms all around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you our hearts, we give you our minds, we give you our ears, we give you our service, Lord, and we ask, would you use it in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are not feeling well, and would you give them strength, Lord, and would you give them courage, and would you give them peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. Then, Lord, if someone has come here depressed or downtrodden, Lord, we ask, would you lift them up, lift up their heads, and wipe the tears from their eyes, Heavenly Father, where they will know that you are God, Lord, and that you are omnipotent, and you are powerful, and you can do all things, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless our needs and wants and everything that we have requested, Lord. Would you continue to water and nourish those things, Lord. Would you continue to help us to have faith and trust in you, Lord? Would you bless us to utilize each and everything that you've given us in a way in which we serve people, Lord, in a way in which we serve you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone who says, pray for me because they're too weak, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a particular manner, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every child all over this land and country, Lord? You know them by name, and you know everything that they need and what they don't need and what they should have. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you prescribe whatever it is? Because we know, once again, that you are God, and we believe in you, and we know that besides you, there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the AfritaLoveShow.com, and would you bless other ministries to be the type of ministry that magnifies who you are, that glorifies who you are, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to oversee and to be vessels and to be instruments for you, Lord. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just help us to continue to be all that you would have us to be, Lord, and bless us not to fall, Lord. Keep us stable, Lord, and keep us in your care, Lord. We say, have mercy on those who may seek to do evil, Lord, and we say, have mercy on those who have, Lord. We ask, would you forgive them, Lord, and would you set their minds free because they're in need of a touch from you, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord. We thank you for the other testimonies which are on their way, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our eyes to see your glory and our ears to hear your voice and our mouth to magnify you through the word of God and our hands to be busy and our feet to continue to walk in the will, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we'll never relinquish out of your sight. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for blessings, Lord. We thank you for turning things around, Lord. Now, Lord, we are relinquishing this prayer, but we never want to be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, you love. love you, don't I? Wanna walk with you, talk with you. You are the thing. Man, that was Jesus is Love by Mr. Lionel Richie. I know that you enjoyed today. I know that God is going to bless you in a major way. Just hang on, hang tight, don't give up, don't give in. Jesus is going to bless each and every person. But you have to have your hands open for God to bless you, amen? If you want a grande, if you want a big blessing, you have to open up the palm of your hands, amen? Because what? God has the whole world in his hands, amen? And your faith has to be strong, and your faith has to be bigger than a mustard seed, especially if you're over the age of 18, amen? So when we get older, our faith must grow as well. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and I have a few announcements to make. But before I do that, I want to continue to encourage you that if you have not accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and taste and see what the Lord can do. In addition to that, if you fail to accept the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, then continue to just hear his word, continue to hear the testimonies and things, and then you will believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is, in fact, real. All right. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or click on the Afrita Love Show. You can type it in, afritaloveshow.com, and click on Love Radio, and you will be right at the radio station. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afrita Love at AFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them all one by one, name by name, and you know exactly what they need. So pray for what they need. Be specific, because God is a specific God, and God can do everything. He can do all things. That's the type of God that we serve, amen? So be sure to pray for all your family members. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. And do not forget to pray for yourselves as well. Make sure you pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Make sure that you get out your calendars, because on February the 12th, we're going to be in Houston, Texas. There's an event. Sister Kimberly Burrell Love is having an event in Houston, Texas. And so we're going to go out and we're going to see what that event's about. We're going to support that event. And then, of course, the Sellers is the 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada. So and that's a time in which we celebrate all of our gospel artists. So be sure to support those particular gospel artists. If you would, please check out the two websites. I'm not going to go through them tonight. But it's alfreda.hubpages.com, and be sure to check out all of the articles. We have celebrities, we have television TV shows, we have fashion models, so be sure to check out all of those articles. We're going to add some more. If you go to alfredaloveshow.com, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, that is the hub for the radio show. As I said before, you will see gospel artists there. You will see events that's going on. You'll see entertainment. You'll see many different things. So be sure to go to alfredaloveshow.com. Amen. alfredaloveshow.com. On tomorrow, God's will, I think we're going to start our top 15 gospel billboard artists again on the alfredaloveshow.com, since we are working on a radio station. Amen. Praise God. We're going to have our top 15. We're going to bring it back. Top 15 billboard gospel artists. And we're going to have that. And, you know, we have a lot of announcements. If you have an event like you're doing now, just email it to me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com, whether it be an event, or if you have some artists or producers or writers who want to come on the ministry, who want to connect with me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect. I have many different announcements as far as entertainment and other things of that nature. But I tell you what, this weekend, God's will, I will be working on the radio ministry. I will be working on the radio ministry, and I will put out all of that information. I will have newsletters for you. I will have shows lined up for you, and so you don't need to worry about anything like that, because we're going to put it all out there. Amen. Amen. I appreciate each and every one of you for remaining awake and listening to the alfredaloveshow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to have try to have our program a little bit earlier, but be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will. And as I said before, check out my website. I'm going to be posting different opportunities in entertainment, such as jobs and things of that nature. So if you're in entertainment or you're thinking about entertainment, then look on my particular page. And also, I have a couple of realtors who are sending nice pictures of homes. And so if you're looking for a home as well, my page will be the page to look at. Amen. Amen. And so I appreciate each and every one of you, as I said before, for listening to the Alfreda Love Show. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, as we'll have our top 15 billboard gospel artists. I'm going to add a couple of new artists there. Of course, I'm going to have my two artists who's on my website. I'm going to have those two artists, and I'm going to have some more artists as well. So please be sure to come back to the alfredaloveshow.com. If you have not told your family and friends about the alfredaloveshow.com, be sure to do so. You can go all through that website. You can hear music. You can have a library. I mean, it's just a plethora of things for you to get into. So please be sure to tap into that website. Check out the fan pages. If you want to follow the ministry, you click on Love Radio and go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, and you click under my picture, follow. All you have to do is put in your first and last name. It's free. And so you'll receive an email every time the ministry comes on. So I want to thank each and every one of you, and I've said this a million times. Thank each and every one of you for tuning into the Alfreda Love Show. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His beauty.
word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.